All right, everybody, welcome to the first edition of the Month Club Chat of the year, 2020, man. Let's kick this thing off.
I got a little distracted by the question that popped up that says, I want to know how cold it is for Lisa to wear a sweater.
I can throw on my hoodie.
Please don't. It'll mess up your hair. Don't mess up your hair. No, please don't. Please don't. In all honesty, it was like in the 40s. This morning it got up to 75 midday. I didn't take off my sweater, and then we had a meeting tonight, and by the time it cools off so much at night that, you know, I just keep it on all day.
So all right, welcome to 2020, you guys. It's truly a blessing to have you guys here. This has just been such an awesome year so far. And before we go into some stuff and what's going on, I'd love for you guys on Zoom chat, throw in a win. And if you don't have a win, I'd love for you to throw in like one goal that you have for your marriage this year. And it could be as simple as, hey, we're going to go on one date a month or something of that nature. I just want to hear what you guys got going on and want to celebrate you guys for being here. Honestly, to start the year, you guys are already just diving in for Summit Partners. You know, we're doing Miracle Morning, some of us, and diving and doing that. But we'd love to just hear some wins from you guys as we start this off this month.
And I think that's cute, Ashley, that 40 is t-shirt weather in Iowa. I grew up in Ohio. I remember, you know, being in shorts and t-shirts. And, you know, if it was above freezing, you could really pull that off. I'm such a softie now that I live in San Diego. And I'm okay with it. I'm so okay with it.
Yeah.
Mark says, Tracy and I started a weekly note box. Okay.
Share what that is?
Well, can I share something?
Oh, you know what it is. Okay, sure.
If it's the same one, and Mark, you can put it in there. Is it the same idea that Greg and Kylie do? If so, then I'll just kind of expand on it for everybody. Karen says, Miracle Morning is a win. It's helping me make a bunch of new goals.
Nice.
Chris is sharing the podcast with coworkers.
Yeah, right on, Chris. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
If you see my head turning, you guys, it's just because I'm reading.
That's where all the notes are.
That's all the notes.
So. Martin says, weekly dates and one romantic thing per month by me. Yay, Karen.
Yep.
I'm just saying, that's a win for you. So the box that Mark was talking about, this was actually an idea that was put forth. Many of the Summit Partners probably would have seen this in the Facebook group. So Greg and Kylie started, I know that they started this last year, but I know they shared it because it was something they did all last year, where they have a jar and these colored slips of paper that are by it. And so they will, you know, once a week write down something that they were grateful for or a win, you know, so there's just this, literally this time capsule of all of the good things that happened over the year.
That's
and
awesome.
The plan is to read that on New Year's Eve. And for those of you that don't know, and Kylie just put it up there, the win is we survived hell on earth.
Yes, you did.
So Greg and Kylie live in Australia, and they were actually...
did you finish the boxing?
Well, I'm gonna explain, because the idea is that they open it on New Year's Eve. But because Greg and Kylie were dealing with these fires, literally, as she says, 1 kilometer away, as they were backed up to the water's edge, they actually didn't get to open it on New Year's Eve. And so this was... you know, in a lot of respects, I saw a couple of the pictures of them opening it and was really touched, because we were actually one of the things that they were grateful for. Was
did I miss that? I must have missed it.
I don't know how.
Kylie and Greg?
So in the group.
But there's been a lot of chatter, and I love it.
It is. Oh, they started it in 2019.
Okay.
But it's this idea, and you know, you create a time capsule of all the things that you're grateful for, and you write it down, he writes it down, she writes it down, you fold them up. And you don't look at it until New Year's Eve. And so it gives you an opportunity to really reflect as you're heading into a new year, what all the blessings were in the year that's coming to a close.
That's awesome. Ashley said, reevaluating what the intimacy lifestyle looks like for us, meeting on Saturday scheduled. Good for you guys. That is, I know, key for you.
Awesome.
Eric says, Kate and I are taking small steps one at a time. We're starting with your 19 intimacy questions. Yep, 19 questions of amazing sex. Also taking more time to connect daily. Arwin, we've been doing great so far. Cool?
Cool.
Yeah. And hey, you know, wins are something that we all look at. If you guys haven't picked up the Dream Again Marriage Guide, I would suggest that you do that and go through it And don't worry that the new year already started. I'm working on it with Miracle Mornings right now. And for Safari partners who don't know what that is, Miracle Morning is an amazing book, who was written by Hal Elrod. And just love it. It just makes you be intentional every day, which is helps me really to start the year. And I want to try to do this throughout the year. But I'm still working on my affirmations. So I didn't finish them before we started, but that's okay. I'm still writing them. I'm still intentional about about getting them down. So if you haven't started, don't worry about it. Get the Dream Again Marriage Guide and start looking at what's happening in your life, in your marriage. It makes a difference.
See that Jonathan joined, Shanna joined.
Shanna from the dance classes.
Over. Yay! Kim says, we're also doing a weekly note jar like Greg and Kylie. Greg and Kylie, just a shout out to the two of you.
Look at that. Love you guys.
The way that you two share and you put your ideas out there for other people to pick up and make their own, what a gift that is to the rest of us here in the club, because those are the ideas that are literally, like, you can see this. How many couples are doing this note jar that by the end of 2020, they're going to have, like you've multiplied yourself like four or five times. Okay, are you two not, Shanna and Travis?
They're not together.
She must have just ended class. So cute. And that's
so cute. So cute. All right, well, love.
Oh, Michelle's there too. Yay.
Yay, all right, Jonathan, Michelle. Hey, it's the start of the new year. Mm-hmm. I just want to share a win for me. And that is, I actually, before I go there, 10th anniversary podcast is being recorded this Thursday. And
there will be a video recording.
And that's thanks to Ashley. Yeah. I want to say that's thanks to Ashley just to sort of pushing us a little bit. So we've hired somebody to video the entire recording of the podcast, which is sort of cool. Because we'll be doing it right here with you guys. We're going to have, I think, three cameras set up.
Well, we won't be doing it with them.
No, we won't be doing it with them, okay. But you'll be able to see it. Yeah, it's not live. It's not live, but we're recording it. And what we've done is, because it's the 10th anniversary, is we've asked you guys for questions. We've asked everybody on Instagram for questions, and we've compiled those. Sort of weeded some of them out and everything, but we have a really cool flow. So we're going to be basically doing a Q&A for our 10th anniversary, because it has been 10 years and a lot of the questions are just lost in episodes. Who knows where? I mean, you'd be surprised at how many people will email us and go, can you share this one episode or this one thought you had in an episode around here? And unfortunately, neither of us remember. We don't. So we're going to just put all those together. So yay, can't wait to do something special. Thank you, Ashley. My goal is, I'm gonna sort of push my film guy to have it all edited and done by Monday. I would love to get it to you Summit partners a day earlier if I can, so please be praying about that. He's gonna be finding out about that when he comes over. So that's just a little special something for our Summit partners to thank you guys. So
can I just add something to what you're saying?
You can add whatever you want, baby doll.
You won't like that speech.
Is there something in here? It's part of your show too. It's Tony and Elisa.
I can't remember what tea bags in there. Yeah. Anyway, when Tony said that we weeded out some of the questions, the reason that we did, that we won't be answering all the questions, one is for time, and the other is that some of the questions were just, they could be shows in and of themselves.
Yeah, so we're going
to
use them.
So we will use them at some point in time, but we had to look at, the show is generally 30 minutes. This one might go to 40, just because there's so much. But we know a lot of you listen to us on 1.5, so you'll be just fine. But we needed to look at kind of what the themes were and that type of thing. So that's why, thank you. Jonathan, you do remember that show. Here's the deal. I don't record the whole show.
That's awesome,
wait until
dude.
The end. But if we're going to have a camera in here, yes, I will not take off my clothes and
initiate
on Thursday with the camera guy.
The new office setup actually makes it even nicer for her to undress.
We have a lot more space.
Off camera. Yeah, that's awesome. I love it.
So glad you remembered.
All right. So the next big update, hopefully all of you have opened up your position post. Hopefully you've looked at it. Elisa and I want to thank each and every one of you who've been around, especially our founders, to all of our Position Love Club founders, off of my head, Travis and Shanna, Kimberly and JR, Tammy and Aaron. I'm trying to think who else.
Dupuis.
Kim and Curtis. Yeah, I'm pretty, or Kurt, I mean. Doug and Liz Parente. So thank you guys, because you've seen the transformation of what we put out every month. And we really felt going into 2020, we wanted to do something new. And we really hope that you guys enjoy what you're seeing. We're just going to get better and better. We have some other ideas mulling over in our head, but we really hope that you've enjoyed it. So
thank you, Ashley. She said, love the new layout and the purchase page. Great ideas. And that is something that we actually borrowed that from Backpacker.
I think it was Backpacker.
Backpacker sure. Magazine is one of the magazines we get here. And they had it. And I was like, oh, you know what? This would be great if we had something if there was something that we like, or something that, you know, you all have recommended, that we can put it there, because if it works for one couple, why couldn't it work for all the other couples in the club? And so that is going to be something that we're going to continue.
Yeah. For February, I think we're going to have to add the wedge. The Liberator Wedge, Flip Wedge, had to have been one of the top pieces or top gift that so many people were sharing that they loved from our 15 Christmas gift ideas.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Jonathan had a question there.
Jonathan, Michelle has a question. Is normal that position post only goes out to one of us at one email? I always get the email, but she does. If Michelle has an email in the system, it may not be set up to receive it. So support@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. Heather will take care of that. Just let her know, give her emails and all that jazz, and she'll get you set up. No problem. If she's not seeing it, if she's signed up for it and not seeing it, I always say check spam.
Junk.
Whatever. Unfortunately, we have more headaches with delivering emails with IPs and email providers and everything these days. It's out of our hands.
It's
just frustrating, but it's out of our hands once it leaves us. Looks great. Thank you, Karen. It was beautiful. Thank you, Trace. That's the way it works for us.
So Jonathan, Travis, and Shannon, same thing.
Yeah. Okay, got it. Dang, Michael. The Liberator Wedge would have made a great Christmas present if I had just been a little more time with it.
Valentine's Day is coming.
Yeah, Valentine's Day is coming. It's great.
Yeah, Valentine's Day is coming. And so we will have, obviously, with the beginning of the February post, make sure you open it early, because we will have Valentine's Day gift ideas in there.
Lisa was talking about us making like a mini Liberator Wedge and then starting to do positions on the Liberator Wedge.
I'm not that crafty.
yeah, you have to have one like all like molded.
Like it's got to be molded and stuff, and
that'd be cool.
It would be very cool. Let's see what else we have here. Great idea. Yes. Is the please for real? It would be so nice. Is that if there was a little mini Liberator Wedge ramp? Is that what you're asking? Yes. Okay. So we're all my crafty people in here. Like I need somebody to create one and send it to us.
Yeah, Javen, welcome. Jonathan, if she hasn't signed up, no, it only goes to the person who signed up. That it's just the way the system works. You can't put in two emails upon checkout. So it has to come in through the support, and then she'll just set it up. No problem. We do it all the time.
All right, Karen, you let me know. I would love to have it. We probably just need to get her the dimensions for the people.
I think they have one.
No. The dimensions for how big our people are.
Yeah.
That would be kind of crazy.
Yeah. All right, mini wedge is coming, and it'll be perfect. And then we can put our guys on mini wedges for new stuff. In all honesty, the missionary position on the wedge, folks, changes the missionary position. I would honestly count that as two positions at that point in time. Any position that you normally do and you add the wedge to it, it's a new position, in my opinion, because it changes the dynamic. For those of you who have it, I think you would agree with me. Maybe not. If you don't, chime in. It's okay.
Kylie says, ask the company if they have a mini one. Yeah, I need to.
We should ask.
Do you have a Barbie and Ken size one? Because that would be perfect.
Yeah.
That's about the size of our dolls. Yeah. Barbie and Ken. We'll put it out there.
Andrew said he's off to Home Depot for some foam. Maybe the MiniWiz can make its debut at the San Diego conference. That'd be awesome. Yes, cheers.
Well, we should give away one at the San Diego conference.
I'll put it up on stage.
Wow. We should. Okay, we're going to reach out to Liberator and see what we
Andrew can and do. Shelby have been to a conference. They know we go off script plenty of times to have fun with one family.
Can we talk about the conference?
You want to do.
So, and just to give a shout out to those two. So they missed the last San Diego conference. They may not have even known about us in 2018. I'm not sure.
They didn't.
But they flew from California.
Which they live probably an hour and a half from us.
To attend the conference that we did in March, just this last year, in Henderson, North Carolina. So high commitment level, time away from their little one.
No, finish your thought.
And so that's the kind of stuff that happens at a conference. I will tell you, the San Diego conference has a couple flying in from the Middle East.
From Israel.
They actually built their whole U.S. American holiday around when the conference was happening. Each conference will have people from multiple states. So you're not just going to, come and walk into this little bubble. Like, you're going to come and walk into the one family. And we know a lot of you, maybe you haven't, I'm looking at who's popping up here, and I know there are a few people that have already registered for San Diego. I know that there are some registered for North Carolina. I will tell you, if you've been to one before, we've completely revamped it for our 2020 conferences.
It's all new.
It's a whole new conference, and it's all wrapped around this idea of Dream Again. But I'm so excited for this, and we have just new workbooks and new just ideas that are bursting forth. And we just found out about the photographer that's going to be here in San Diego. Just like so much good stuff.
Yeah. I like James' comment here. Going back to New Year marriage resolution, get a wedge. There you go. Boom. Save up. Grab it. Jonathan, who did that? I don't know who she is. John says, we don't use it often. I'm not saying we use it all the time. Yeah, don't get the impression that every single lovemaking session we pull this thing out. I'm just saying it's there, it's usable, and I do like that it changes things up. I will say, I think just because of the time of the year for us, it's just, again, we're going back to San Diego. It's San Diego cold. And it just gets a little chillier for us, and we're not blasting the heat in our house, nor do we have like a fireplace in our bedroom. So I have seen that we have decreased the use of it during the colder weather, but I feel like once summer hits again, we'll be using that much more. Texas, no, nothing's settled for Texas yet. That needs to happen for sure.
Yeah, we've kind of just hit a wall in Texas. And so we're trying to figure out how to push through that wall. The other question, do you have apparel or dreams of apparel for One Extraordinary Marriage? There's always a little dream about apparel, but here's the thing. I'm not going to wear a shirt that says wifey, and he's not going to wear a shirt that says hubby or any variation on it.
Or my wife rocks.
He won't wear it.
That's not me. I love my wife. I do. You guys know that, but I'm just not wearing a shirt.
He's not wearing a shirt that says it.
Aaron, welcome.
So we would love to have apparel that we can wear. I would love to have apparel that folks can pick up at conferences or order off the site, but it's going to take a special designer who gets the message that's able to create something that we're like, yeah, we do that. So again, I know if I say this in the group, because already I've got a mini wench coming, there may be graphic designers in this group. They're like, oh, I know what the messaging is because I've listened to enough shows and that type of thing. Pitch your ideas, share them. Yeah. We'd love to see what comes out of it, because obviously you're not the first person that's asked.
No.
We did one t-shirt a gazillion years ago.
Oh.
Which.
Who was around for that original t-shirt?
Oh, the Hartleys probably were. But yeah, it is not good. Like, we put it out there. It was not good. I don't think we still have ours. In fact, I know that my domain.
We don't even have ours. No.
So
Aaron,
that's the
t-shirt
thing.
Sarah, welcome. Ryan, welcome. Where's Aaron? Yeah. I mean,
so
again.
De La Rosa's maybe getting ready to travel because Kaziah taps out tomorrow, I believe. for Thursday. Force, yeah. So that may be where Tammy and Aaron are. Mm-hmm. It's been, Kaziah is just about done with Air Force boot camp, mm-hmm. or BMT, basic military training. Yep. And so, and a big shout out to all of you who, when Tammy had posted words, you know, asking for words of encouragement, I know a lot of you participated in that. And it was really special to go back and just read how much you were pouring into this young man who, you know, only really knows about one through his parents. And he's met us mm-hmm. Because he came down to do Emerge, the men's conference with his dad. And so you all are a gift, right, that keeps giving and is now pouring into the next generation. And so on behalf of the two of us, and I'm sure if Tammy and Aaron were here, on behalf of them too, we just want to say thank you for taking the time to send those notes of encouragement to Kaziah. That means
yeah,
a lot.
That's awesome. Yeah. All right, so that's all from us. Now it's question time from you guys. So hit us up with some questions. More than happy to answer them. He is your designer. Yeah. He's done some stuff for us actually in the past. He's done some stuff for us in the past. So again, it's t-shirts and apparel though are a whole nother deal. And I will be picky. And I don't think I was that way earlier on when we did an original one. And it just didn't work out. So I know I'm going to be pretty picky about
it. Yeah. Because
it's just, it needs to be cool. It needs to be something that guys will wear. And to me, it's almost like guys really have to like embrace it. I think most wives would pick something up as long as it's cool. Mm-hmm. But guys, like I want guys to be able to go, man, I'm championing my marriage and others.
Yeah. So
it's an interesting one.
Andrew was asking about hotels near the San Diego conference. Do we have a list of hotels?
We don't. You could look in like Del Mar area. There's so many hotels around here. That's why we didn't have one here. Unlike Henderson, which is sort of sparse, as you guys learned.
Slight understatement.
There's so many down here, Andrew. I would honestly just search most anything from the location we're at is a half an hour, with some being honestly 5 minutes away. So,
and part of the reason for that too, in terms of San Diego, is when people are coming to visit San Diego, some people really want to be close to the coast, or downtown, the gas lamp, but, you know, so there's all of these different areas, which is kind of why we got away from putting a full list, just because there's so many options here in San Diego.
Great question. Let me read this one from Eric. Wondering if you can speak to having accountability around sex. Kate and I always have intentions to have sex a few times a week, but as the week goes by, we get distracted with life and are low energy at the end of the day, etc. How to make sure we stay on course to live the intimacy lifestyle? Love it.
So
great question.
And we said, well, yeah, Henderson, limited options. Coming to this question, the accountability, there's a number of different layers to that. One is, what's been the relationship between the two of you around talking about sex, right? Because if it's been fraught with tension or scorekeeping or those types of things, being accountable to one another might be a little bristly at the beginning. Now we're at the point where, you know, if I miss a day, when did I miss a day recently?
It was probably about a month ago.
Was it that long?
It was probably like 3-4 weeks ago. Maybe. So
there was a lot going on. I got to a Friday, was exhausted. I didn't even say anything, you guys. It's Friday night. I'm like, we know. It's Friday night. Lisa hasn't initiated. I should be having sex with my husband. Saturday morning, not only did I initiate, but I also apologized. And what Tony said to me is, I just wish you would have said something last night. That's where we are now, because we've been working on this for 11, almost 12 years, mm-hmm. right? But in the beginning, if he had said that to me, I would have been just a wee bit snippy, maybe a lot snippy. Mm-hmm. And so it's figuring out, what does that look like? It's figuring out, you know what, if you've got, and I don't know what your system is as far as how many days or what that looks like, be intentional about front loading, right? If you know, like in our case, my days are Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. There have definitely been seasons where I'm like, you know what, Wednesday or Thursday, because I know end of the week, Friday, I'm tired, we've got stuff going on. I will purposely look at the calendar and figure out which of my first 2 days mm-hmm. that I can hit. So you're looking at those different things. You're looking at if you're getting distracted by life and having low energy at the end of the day, specifically speaking to those two things, is What other times of the day can you have sex? Right? So, you know, if you're low energy, then be looking for those opportunities specifically on the weekends when you can have sex during the day or in the morning.
That's a big one on the intimacy lifestyle that I've been sharing with a lot of couples, especially with hectic weeks, especially with kids of any age, sports, younger, whatever it may be. It may be looking at the intimacy lifestyle as a Saturday, Sunday. Mm-hmm. One day is you, one day is her. It's Saturday, Sunday, or the 2 days you're off during the week. So if, you know, if it's a Thursday and a Monday or whatever that may be. So really pick those days as the days where you guys are having sex. And whichever day you're choosing is the day you got to stick to it. I think Jonathan brings up something great. He says, forgive and give yourself a break and be okay with it. Mm-hmm. Communicate. Mm-hmm. Totally understand and agree with that 100%. But I think sometimes it may be that the days that we're doing it aren't working for where we're at. And so making that adjustment and not having to feel so like this is it. Mm-hmm. For Elisa and I, it just happened to work for us in the sense that having the 3 days to navigate really helped.
Yeah.
So the other side of just doing a Saturday, Sunday is that it could put more pressure, but I don't know. I sometimes feel like, man, if it was a Saturday and Sunday for us, we have a lot going on. So I feel like it'd be even more pressure for me to do it that way. But for others, it may feel really good.
Travis said, as part of the accountability, we found that keeping track of the numbers can help. So you're working from actual data instead of memory when discussing trends, as long as it's not used to keep score. Mm-hmm. And that's a really big thing.
Love it.
I
want to share something though too. Travis is a data guy. Mm-hmm. He loves spreadsheets. Travis is a dear friend. And I don't know if there's anybody who's been listening to the One Extraordinary Marriage show longer in the position of the month club that I'm aware of. Travis is probably one of the original listeners. I think he started listening in year, like at the end of year one or year two, like beginning of year two. And so I know Travis and data is his thing. For me, that wouldn't work. So you gotta go to your strengths as well. But I love that idea because they do use it. The Hartleys use that in such a way that it works for them.
And they don't, and you know, his point about scorekeeping or keeping score is a really big one. Mm-hmm. Like they're just using it to go, okay, you know, if I think we're having it a lot and I look at the numbers and we're not, or, you know, the converse, if I don't think we're having it all, but I look at the numbers and it's been three times this past week or three times in the last 5 days, then you're like, oh, wait a minute. Was I just having like one of those days where I was disconnected?
Yeah. So
Shanna has learned to love spreadsheets. What a great wife you are.
Karen, communication is key. And then Shanna, you know, that's it. Beth, welcome. So it's an ebb and flow. It's an ebb and flow. And we have to remember as couples that we're not perfect, that we do mess up. And Elisa and I will sit here and we'll tell you that we have as well in our intimacy lifestyle. We can get stale. We can get a little frustrated. The communication shuts down. We're tired. And for us and for many, you know, get out on a walk and talk. Don't do it right there in the bedroom. Get out on that next walk and talk. Or some folks have talked about their drive and snack and chat or whatever you call that time where you're able to talk. I will say one of the best things that Elisa and I have done for 10 years is do the podcast because it's a half an hour conversation we have once a week. And for many, many, many years in the middle, that was just Elisa and I talking about what was happening each week because life was happening. And that was our sacred time. We just made sure that we would get to it. And you guys have heard some of the episodes where we can get angry at each other or get frustrated with one another. Not so much anymore because we have other times in our schedule now that we do that. So
that's like the original coffee break. The show was the original. And to just speak to having intentions to doing the intimacy lifestyle, that part of that conversation then becomes, you know, what's keeping us from following through on our intentions.
Yeah.
Right. And if it's distractions, then it's starting to look through, you know, what are we doing and how can we, what do we need to eliminate so that we're not so exhausted or so distracted? Right. It's all at the end of the day, anything that we do in our marriages or for our marriages is all about choices. And so looking at what's keeping us from making this choice to be intimate with one another, to spend time together, to have sex together. So.
Oh yeah, Mark, we get, Eric, before I go there, Eric, does that help? And if you need a little bit more of a, if you need to put a clarifying question, please do. You know, for anybody as well, I need to put this out there and you guys hear us talk about it on the show. If you need to get into the nitty gritty and you need accountability, look at Coaching with Elisa. Like that's what she does with couples every day with many of you who are Summit Safari partners, because you need a little more accountability. You need a little more granular, like really diving in. And please understand our coaching is not of the, oh, and I'm going to say the counseling or therapy style. Our main goal is to get you healthy, give you actions that you can take, use in your marriage, and go on your way. And if you got to come back every once in a while, you do, but it's not the intention that you're coming in every week and you're just hanging out for an hour and nothing's moving. That's not who we are. We're all about being intentional and taking action. So I just want to say that. Okay. But Eric say it does. Yeah. Kate and I are chatting about ideas now.
Awesome.
Awesome. Yeah. Oh, okay. We got more over here. All right. What do we got? No, I'm good. Oh, I missed some at the top. All right. I missed a question here.
Yeah. Mark says we're still in that awkward stage of improving with talk. Mm-hmm. Goal for this year is to stay with it so mm-hmm. we can open up that door wider. That's an incredible goal.
Mm-hmm.
Because Tony and I didn't get to where we are in the intimacy lifestyle overnight.
Nope.
We probably didn't even get here the first year. In fact, I can tell you that we did not get here the first year.
Oh.
It's been a lot of years, a lot of conversations, but I will tell you the fact that we've stuck with it for 12 years?
Yep.
12 years? It's a game changer. It's one of those things that has cemented our marriage. So,
I thought somebody was asking something about a challenge.
No, Shanna said that she messed up big time during the challenge.
Oh.
Talking about just,
yes.
So I fell asleep, passed out, eventually talked about it and reconciled, but it would have majorly derailed us years ago.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Mark, yeah, you're going to hear us tell the truth. Like, can I say we love you guys so much? We're just not going to do stuff and say stuff to tell you to do something that we're not going to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe in that. I just don't. And I care about you guys too much. Do we start things and not follow through? Sure. Do we start things and it's going well for a while and then it doesn't work exactly the way we plan? Yeah. But I'm not going to get behind a microphone or get behind a video and not tell you what's going on, because this is real life. Things happen. And you guys know like what happened with Alex and all the things that we had to go through. But that's life. So yeah. Mark says I was apprehensive about coaching, but it was great. Good. I'm glad I was here. Tracy said coaching was outstanding. Highly recommend.
Oh,
great.
You,
Jonathan, we feel that Tracy, we have been having some tough conversations the last few days, several times, completely stuck and not knowing what to do or to go. Sometimes taking a break for a bit helps. Just make sure you go back to it. Yep. Set a time amount for the break and hold each other accountable. Yep. So good, Jonathan. I kind of love that.
Kim, thank you for popping up.
Yes.
You miss me. When you're doing a challenge, how do you stay intentional about when things are hectic? And real quick, if we do miss questions, do exactly what Kim said, because sometimes there's so many comments and they like all.
This is Kim's first time here, so we all got to give her like little claps. Yay, Kim. Wow.
Conversation.
How do you stay intentional when things are very hectic? So how long is the challenge? Number one.
Right.
I feel like 7 days. 7 days is short enough that you got to look at your schedule, and I think you can really control it a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
When we start getting to 30 days, as many of us found out in Sextober, when we took that on, things start going a little awry a little bit more. Ways to stay intentional. Make sure your calendar's out. Make sure you guys have pulled out that calendar. Talk about your expectations. We just did a show that dropped today, The Power of Expectations. Make sure you guys understand what you want to do. It may not all come out in the beginning. That's part of the process because you don't know. And so it's coming back maybe midway through and just doing a little check. How are we doing? Where are we at? The calendar piece, I really like that on the 7 days because Elisa and I are looking at it. It's 30 days. Okay. But just for those who are doing 7 days, I like 7 days when we're looking at it. We're trying to plan out even a little bit more of where we're at. When 30 days happen, well, for us, period. So we know that's going to happen. Hectic lifestyle, grace.
Football season.
Yep, it was during football season. So it's extending some grace and getting back in it and just going, okay, like we got a little derailed.
Right.
But our goal is to do 30 days. So let's see what we can do from where we were at.
And that you can even build that into your challenge, right? You may be intentional. You can get so intentional in a good way to say, you know what, we're going to have 5 or 6 off days. And you're going to know they're coming. It's your challenge. Guess what? You get to write the rules. But you can say, you know what? We're going to, and you're like, we're going to go 7 and take a day off. We're going to go 7 and take a day off. We're going to, and then you know that there's a break, right? Or you look at your week and you say, you know what? This is one of those days where, like we were just talking about our schedule for tomorrow and just all of the back and forth and overlap and everything like that. Tomorrow's Wednesday. Yeah. And looking at all that, and if Wednesday was the only day I had to initiate, I'm not sure we'd be having sex tomorrow because our schedule is so packed and so full. And so like if we were doing a 30-day challenge and had said, you know, we're going to build in these buffer days, I would probably tell Tony, you know what, tomorrow's going to be a buffer day because I don't even know that you and I are going to be in the same place for the entire. And that's not something we've talked about in the past, but you can grab that. Just because we say it's 30 days doesn't mean you have to do 30 days right in a row. You could say we're going to do 30 out of the next 45. We're going to do 30 out of 40.
Yeah. So the 30 that we did this past one, I think we did 24 out of 30. And we were totally, you know, it's what has to happen. Again, it's an ebb and flow. Be willing to talk, be willing to get on your walk and talk, especially for 30 days. And you guys got to engage each other, not just sexually. I'll also say when it gets hectic, be okay and fine. Like just quickie is okay. Like a lot of people want to just blow it and be like, but it wasn't all this, that, and the other. I understand sometimes it's just, we are going to make sure that we are intentional with one another. Guys, if you're getting into it and you can't ejaculate, it's okay. Just like, this
is again, have that conversation. I mean, there's a reason we talk about some of these things even prior to the 30-day challenge, because if you don't have that conversation, then all of a sudden you're in that place and you're like, oh shoot, like I'm not gonna be able to ejaculate. Like, whoa. And it becomes a head game instead of saying, hey babe, one of those nights, not gonna happen. And then you're just like, all right, well here, we already talked about, like we've got our contingency plan and we know what we're gonna do. So hopefully, Kim, that answered your question. If not, put a clarifying question in there. Katya asked suggestions on how to stay connected with Kyle as he leaves for 2 months with limited phone access. First of all, Kyle, thank you for your service.
Yeah,
we do appreciate all of our military, and we know that is not just something that you do, but something that you and Katya both do. So thank you, you know, for being a military family and for the sacrifice that you make for all of the rest of us. I did see there was one, I think Jonathan had said,
I love,
you know,
all these suggestions. Everything.
Write letters for each other. Both of you write love notes to each other. Kylie says, write a heap of letters with dates for them to open.
I love James' suggestion. I wouldn't have thought of this, and I love it, Jane. Read a book together. Set chapters to do each night and take notes and discuss when you get back. Or even add that letter part to it where you're writing each other letters back and forth about. I think that's a really cool, intentional way of staying on the same path while you're apart. I love that, James, and I would have never thought of that one.
So Kim, 30 days sounds great. Cool. We were inspired to do it when we were 7 days in without even doing it on purpose. We were on vacation though, so it was easy. Yes. Vacation sex.
If you set it up and that's what your expectation is, it works.
It works.
Totally does.
Good. Oh, Kyle, I didn't even realize you were on. Yay.
Oh, awesome.
So I'm glad that you were able to hear all of those suggestions as well.
All right.
Any other last questions, y'all?
Quick.
Because that was a little Henderson coming out.
Yeah. If there's a quick one, we'll go for it.
Yeah.
love them.
That's why we do these, and we appreciate you being on, and to all our supplier partners, we love having you. on these quarterly calls. And, you know, it's one of those things too, if you want to do this every month with us, consider the summit membership, right? Mm-hmm. And being a partner at the summit level, because this happens mm-hmm. on a monthly basis. These are the people that you start doing life with. And I think we really saw it this last month, like I said, with Keziah being in the Air Force and with Kylie going through so much with, you know, Kylie and Greg going through so much with the fires, just how much this becomes family.
Oh, Travis.
And you know, you suddenly go from maybe you're the only couple that you know doing, you know, marriage really well to having this whole big community around you that when life happens, you're not doing marriage by yourself.
Yeah. And again, hey, any of you ever need support, just support at 1extraordinarymarriage.com. Mm-hmm. We have it all in the back of the position post as well. So there's another place there. So you don't ever have to sweat. Heather and the team will take care of you. And if Elise and I can get in there, we do help at times, but at this point we just let them handle it because they're great.
Thank you, Kim.
Totally, totally blessed. I mean, you guys, there's nothing greater than hanging out with you guys and doing some life together. If there's one thing that Elise and I are really doubling down in, is just making sure we're doing life with you guys more. Because this is cool stuff. I mean, this, what we have is special, you guys. You don't realize it, or maybe you do when you start going out and you talk to other people, but they don't have what we have. And I want us to make sure that we continue to have this, because it does a lot for my soul just as well. And so to end this though, I do want to share this, because I know the question came in and we're going to answer this on the 10th anniversary show. It's something to the extent of, when did 1extraordinary marriage become lucrative enough for us to do what we do now? That just happened. So at the end of 2019, I finally walked away from my other business that I had for 17 years. I'd been in that line of work for 22 years. What we've done up to this point has been a lot of double time, and I'm just glad that I have a place where I can come and just be able to pour out. And I think that's going to allow me, honestly, to just be more intentional and more focused on what's really happening and getting a little more real with you guys, especially my summit partners, of what's going on day to day, because I'm not double minded in working basically two full time businesses.
I just want to comment real quick. So Shannon said, sadly, we're a dying breed in the larger part of society within the club. And I'm actually going to challenge that as we head into 2020. Fully 100% believe that the position of the month club is actually an army that's mobilizing to show, one, how well marriage can be done, and to actually push back against the tide of divorce or not getting married or living together, whatever that is. I really believe that you all are going to be the catalyst for a movement of people that say, you know what, I want to have a marriage like they do. If they can do it, I can do it. And so it may look like we're a dying breed, but I honestly believe this is just the beginning of an incredible movement.
We can inspire a whole new generation.
Mm-hmm.
We can. So that's it, you guys. Thank you all. I mean, and I will say with that, it's stepping into a bit of an unknown,
mm-hmm.
because that's what you see now. Basically, my other business funded one for 5-6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about 4 years ago that I came to Elise and I told her, and I said, listen, if one cannot do it on its own, I'm no longer funding it with our other business. It has to be able to pull its own weight. And so we got dirty, down and dirty 4 years ago and really hunkered down to do what we've been able to do now. But it doesn't mean that it's all easy peasy. There's still mountains to climb and people to reach and valleys to go through. So we're going to just keep on rolling.
And I got to stop reading these messages because you all got me to cry.
All right. So Megan, don't make her cry. We love you guys.
It's all good stuff. It's just, it's emotional to see, especially Ashley, because you made the comment about the 10 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And,
oh, yeah.
And for those of you that don't know, and we will end with this, when Tony had the idea to do a podcast, in my wife head, you know, the one that like evaluates all the husband ideas, I was like, that is the craziest stinking thing I've ever heard. No one's going to listen to us. We're just this little couple in San Diego. And this is stupid. Like, podcasts are for celebrities and people that know what they're doing.
Celebrities didn't even know what they were.
but that was my mentality. That was my perception.
I didn't even know what it was.
And, you know, it's so crazy as the fact that the new decade coincides with the 10th anniversary of the show. And to just think where the journey that we've been on for the last 10 years, but more importantly, the fact that you all have let us into your lives for the last 10 years, because our marriage is so much better because of all of you. And that's not something that if you had told me, yeah, you're going to pour out all of this for 10 years and you're actually going to receive more than you pour out, I would have laughed. But that's exactly what's happened. And, you know, I see the names come up every month when we do a call or we get emails or you guys are, you know, in the Summit Partners in the Facebook group, and I watch how you support one another. And I just like, I'm blown away that what I thought was just like a little, like, let me entertain my husband, you know, like, all right, we'll pacify you with a good idea, has become this, literally, like I said, this movement of couples that are saying, you know what, I want an extraordinary marriage and I'm willing to do what it takes to get there. So,
and I'm going to say one more, I know we're going to keep saying one more thing, but Elisa hit on something that I need to share, is that you guys need to look at your marriages at the same way Elisa and I look at ours. There's somebody looking at you. There's somebody watching you. There's somebody going, there's something different happening with those guys. And so when Elisa and I get in our funks and we get in our ruts, it's like, all right, how are we going to figure this out, babe? What are we going to do? Like, where are we going to, what is going to come out of this? So that way we can share with other people and we can glorify God through this. And you guys are the same thing. You're in businesses, you're at work, you're at church, you're in communities, and people are looking at you. So when you're going through something, see it through the lens of like, we got this. We just gotta figure out the direction so that way we can teach somebody else. And so somebody else can see it. So all right.
Okay.
Boom.
Okay.
Love you guys, love you guys, love you guys. We're done.
No more tears.
That's it. All right. We all good. For those of you who just jumped on, sorry, you just jumped on.
But make sure to listen to the replay because this one's really good.
You'll get it. The replay for Summit Partners is in Facebook, obviously. It'll be in your partner area. For all our Safari partners, thank you so much for joining us this quarter. We do love you guys. And we hope that you think about becoming a Summit Partner because we'd love to see you there as well. But you'll get an email with this replay. All right. Love you guys. Have a great one. And that's it. Enjoy your week. Love you guys.